I once heard that grief is like waves. Sometimes you're able to stand in the ebb and flow, other times it hits you like a tidal wave that knocks you off your feet. Though it's the most universal human emotion, it often feels lonely and isolating. The one thing we know is that connection and hearing someone else's story can help us heal.
I met Jim Hudson in 2004, almost 20 years ago, in Bayfield, Wisconsin. And he introduced me to ice fishing. And then 2013, he was guiding clients on Lake Superior. And his snowmobile went through the ice and he passed away. So he passed away doing the thing that both of us love. It was an accident and things happen. But the craziest thing is, the thing that took him from me is also the thing that helped me heal.
Ice fishing is also how I met Hannah. Back in 2019, I was producing a segment for Outdoor Wisconsin about a group of women that regularly gathered together to ice fish on Lake Superior. Hannah shared that she had lost her husband to the same water we were standing on, but continued to honor their agreement to live life to the fullest.
I had a really, really, really bad miscarriage, almost died, and we both decided, you know what, life's short. Let's do the things that we love.
Now that you mentioned the miscarriage too, there's mm-hmm. probably a lot of grief wrapped up in that experience,
oh,
even
very
before
much so.
Losing Jim.
Oh yeah. Well, and one of the crazy things, and I am horrible about thinking about, okay, well, there's lessons that we learn from everything. When I had my miscarriage and the PTSD that occurred because of the things that happened around that, set me up with the most amazing therapist to help me through losing my husband. Mm. I was already in therapy.
And so, that was a good thing.
That was a really good thing. I do remember that I came home. My sister drove up from southern Wisconsin, about 6 hours. And I went through about 20 mugs, like ceramic mugs, destroying them, throwing them all over my bedroom. Plates, I broke almost every plate and mug in the house, just in my bedroom. I destroyed a door. I did a lot of property damage in my bedroom because I was very angry, but I wasn't going to show the world about it, of how absolutely, like, heartbroken. Yes, obviously I'm heartbroken, but like, I was breaking things.
How do you describe grief?
As individual as a fingerprint. Because it is different for every single person. It doesn't matter. There's frameworks for it. They call them grief frameworks. And there's lots of different names for them. But the most important thing is it is personal to you. It is weird and can be terrifying. And sad isn't the right word. But it's yours. And whatever you're doing is okay.
That's interesting you say sad isn't the right word, because I think that's the first word people often think of with grief. Well, grief is me being sad about someone dying or losing something.
Yeah, and it's not that at all. You can be sad in it, but it's way more complicated than that. You can also be extremely joyful and grateful. Mm-hmm. That's part of grief too, but it's also part of that grief process. People think there's a beginning and an end to grief. Grief mm-hmm. just is. You just keep on going. And it could be you're as difficult as losing a spouse. It can be losing a job.
I wanted us to come out here.
Yes.
On the lake, on the water, because I know how important water is to you.
Yes.
And to your healing process.
Yes.
So tell me how water has supported you throughout your life.
So water to me is really healing because it shows change. It can go, you can go years and that same body of water is there, but it has changed over the seasons. So whether you're looking at it as
seasons, whether it's frozen up, it's thawing, it's muddy, it's clear, it's blue, it's always there, but it's always different. So, you know, from a high concept point of view, for me, water's always changing. Mm-hmm. From an actual practical standpoint, being out on the water has been hugely helpful to me. Whether it's canoeing, kayaking, fishing, ice fishing, just watering, like just wandering in the water.
Yeah.
Watering myself is all I almost said.
Yeah.
But it's, I just like being in it. I've been like that since I was a kid, but really if I see a body of water and I can get in it, I will.
Yeah.
Whether I have appropriate clothing or not, I'll probably end up somehow walking in that water.
Yeah.
At the beginning of this, I didn't understand the concept of self-forgiveness. Through all of this, what I've learned is no matter what mistakes you may perceive you've made along the grief process, they're not mistakes. They're just how you do it. You know, there's so many things that were just grief. They were just things that I had to go through and to move through that I felt needed to be more perfect than they were. And that wasn't it at all. Like, there's no perfection in grief because there's no way to do it other than the way that you're going to do it.